like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
So cheap. It's such a cheap production.
It's such a low energy open.
That's perfect.
For what we believe is always a high energy segment.
Sounds like he's on propofol.
All right, we are ready to go with this week's special guest star taking our musical survey. She is Dallas's own. We've had her on the show before. And a big thanks to our buddy Danny Fine for brokering this and setting this up. We welcome from her home in California, the great Lisa Loeb. How are you?
I'm good. Oh my gosh, I actually love that music. It makes me feel like it's just like a weekday. It's summer. The soaps are on. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's totally a blast from the past.
See, I always hated it because that meant that the TV was going to be tied up by my mom watching her stories whenever I heard that sound.
Her stories. Oh my gosh. But what else was on at that hour? Like the Andy Griffith Show?
I guess so.
There's nothing else on. Oh my gosh. The olden days. Hey.
Hey, good to hear from you again. And how have you been handling this pandemic? Because I know there's been a lot of workarounds that people in the world of music have had to try to make work.
Oh my gosh. Well, as a musician, it's been really creative, actually. I've been doing a lot of Facebook Live concerts and Instagram Live things and really connecting with my fans. They started a fan club, Lisa Loeb Fan Club, and we do special watch-alongs of like my old reality series shows and new videos, and we do meetups, like, you know, Zoom meetups and stuff like that. So there's been a lot of like connecting with fans, writing new stuff, doing a lot of writing. As a mom, I've got two younger children. Well, they're not that young, but they're old enough to want to be glued to their screens every moment. So I'm kind of like dealing with, homeschooling up until recently, housekeeping, which I was not used to doing a lot of. And that was just, you know, the whole, everything is happening at once. Trying to be a working mom is a whole new level these days.
We've heard from other musicians. Do you get the feeling that people are really yearning for live music, and I'm sure you've had great reaction to your Facebook Live concerts.
Oh, yeah. People love hearing live music, but I will also say that some people are so happy that they get to just stay at home, and that's what we call our concert, Stay at Home. Get it? Stay. But anyway, people do stay-at-home concerts, and they get to just sit for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, drinking their coffee, having their lunch, just hanging out at their house instead of watching their soaps. They get to sit and watch a show, you know, without hiring a babysitter, without having to go out anywhere, and they actually enjoy it. And then they get to talk to me, you know, like they're talking to me all the time, either like, you know, through social media or Cameo or all these ways to connect. It's just, it's a whole different world. I mean, I look forward to playing concerts. I miss it. And actually, we were looking into some of those like drive-in movie kind of concerts or something because I do miss seeing people in person. And it is fun to actually not be in my own home all the time. But that being said, we're all staying very safe. We wear masks all the time when we're outside. I've been spending lots and lots of time with the kids. We've been reading and playing games and doing Lego and doing puzzles and watching RuPaul's Drag Race. And my 8-year-old watched every Avengers movie with my husband. So, you know, we're catching up.
So when we sent you this list and you looked over it, was it difficult to put together or were these choices pretty easy for you?
It was impossible. This was like, I was like, yeah, I'd love to do it. Danny Fine told me about this and I love these guys. It's fun to visit on the radio. And then I looked at these questions. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so hard to figure out, you know, your favorite band. I'm somebody who listened to so much music growing up. In fact, I just had a lot of my vinyls shipped to me from Dallas, and I have boxes and boxes and boxes of records. And that's just what I listen to on vinyl that I decided to keep. It's not even what I listen to on the radio and what I listen to now. So it was just impossible.
Were you ready to get started?
It was really hard. Yes, I am.
All right, the first question, it's always a little awkward, but we get the bad questions out of the way first. Band
it's
that
the
you
worst.
Hate. Band you
I don't,
hate.
And when I responded to y'all, I said I don't hate bands. Mm-hmm. But I will say that this band used to scare me when I would listen to them on KVIL late at night. When I heard Rhiannon come on, Fleetwood Mac used to scare me so badly.
Yeah, something real creepy.
They were like witches
and
on the radio. Yeah. I know, and now I'm friendly with some of the band, and I definitely wouldn't say I want to hate, but scared. I'm scared. I'm scared?
Yeah,
don't you think UFOs creepy. Are coming? It's like, talk about blast from the past. I feel like, you know, in the 70s when like UFOs were going to be coming in your backyard,
oh, yes.
Or like, you know, the Brady Bunch episode where a UFO lands or E.T. or Poltergeist or something.
So when this song would come on, would you immediately turn it off or would you torture yourself and listen to it?
I think I would go under the covers. I might like go to my clock radio and like gently change the dial. Mm-hmm. It scared me.
All right, band you think is overrated.
Okay, and again, I hate to say this because I'm friendly with the guitar player in the band, so don't tell him. Pearl Jam. I'm sorry.
I just, this is going to be very controversial on our station.
Okay. Well, this, I just, maybe it's just like I don't get it, but like I love Jeremy and I love, you know, some of their, they've got some songs that really stand out, but like I went to see them play a concert and I was just like, oh my gosh, are they still playing the same song? You know? I was just
still playing. Now this is an awesome song. This in Black,
I mean,
is
do,
a great song.
I don't know. It's, I guess, live because I do appreciate what they do, like in the community and with the environment, and they've done a lot of really major things. Ticket prices. They did a big thing with ticket prices.
You like all the stuff they do that's not music.
Yeah. Well. I mean, the song is really great and some of their videos are good, but I just have to say when I went to see them live, it was like...
It didn't like do a lot for you, and that's okay.
No, but I think I was sitting next to Daryl Hannah, and that was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's interesting. Did you get any of her
stories? I was like, well, this is cool. I don't have any good stories, but every time I was like, oh my gosh, are they still playing the same song? I would look over at Daryl Hannah, and I would think, oh, that's kind of cool. Daryl Hannah's there from Splash. So that was good, and I don't want to say anymore because I definitely respect them, but you know.
But they're not.
Somebody had to be overrated.
Yes, somebody has musical, to be overrated.
There's definitely musical geniuses out there. people write about them in their press releases, and I don't know.
All right.
Let's move on. This is Lisa Loeb taking our musical questionnaire and bands of your life. Band that you think is underappreciated.
Oh, the band Travis. I love Coldplay too, by the way, but I'd say Coldplay because at the time Travis was coming up, I feel like Coldplay was too. And Coldplay just like shot into the stars and I still love Coldplay. But Travis is so amazing. I love these guys. Especially their first two albums. They will make you get a... This is the time to listen to Travis and go ride your bike with a helmet and a mask.
I am not that familiar with Travis.
I'm not either.
What were their biggest hits?
This is one of them. Why Does It Always Rain on Me? It's a big one. Sorry, yep. I just woke up. I'm actually still half asleep. I'm going to go back to sleep, actually.
Yeah, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning in California.
We are not on this schedule anymore. But this beautiful Travis.
I like this.
Yeah, I like.
No, you would like this.
We should mention that Travis is different than Travis Tritt. Those are two different
artists.
Yes.
Because he has made some other lists. But
It would be interesting to hear Travis Tritt singing this song. Yeah.
Travis Tritt does Travis.
It's like a close-up of his face and like this music with the banjo.
And then we could have Randy Travis does Travis Tritt doing Travis.
Perfect.
Okay, we're off to a good start. Lisa Loeb is with us. Coming up next, we'll continue. She'll tell us the band she loves, the band that changed her life, and her guilty pleasure when we continue with Bands of Your Life next on The Ticket. And we're going to get back to the questionnaire here momentarily. I wanted to give you a second to plug some of the things that you've got going on, including your new album that I believe you released right before the pandemic hit, right?
Yes, I have an album called A Simple Trick to Happiness, which you can get it anywhere you get music, and it's also we also have a lot of videos on YouTube that are coming out that you can see on my YouTube channel. But it's weird, it's a very personal album, and I had written it over the last year and recorded it, and it weirdly applies a lot to where we are now. It's very strange when I'm singing the songs, and they're kind of a lot of the songs kind of see life as it is, and it appreciates the fact that like things can be tough sometimes, but we can find a light and we can get out. You know, we can find something positive as well, and we can figure out what's important to us. But yeah, take a chance to listen to it. It definitely has a lot to do with what's going on right now. And even though I'm bummed I'm not out on the road or visiting my family in Dallas, like I said, it's been great to be able to share the music so much through, you know, just being able to connect with people through social media. It's been pretty unbelievable.
A Simple Trick to Happiness is the album. By the way, Lisa's also staying busy on Cameo. You're doing messages for people, right? I guess that's, have you been
in high
demand?
Yeah, do y'all do Cameo? I might have to like recommend y'all for Cameo. It's you know, it's funny because at first I thought, oh, it's kind of cheesy. You know, here's the housewives of wherever giving messages. But I have to say it's a really great way to connect with people that you love, either because you think it's kind of funny that you like them or you actually do love them. And I've connected, you know, tons and tons of fans who want messages for their birthday, or their anniversary, or just, you know, to give words of encouragement during this time. And I get to sing a little part of a song and give a personal message. And now they're doing Zoom, so I literally like met a couple of different people so far. It just started up this week for personal Zoom messages, and we can even do like an appearance at a Zoom party or, you know, something like that, or a business meeting. So it's been a really interesting way to connect with people, which I appreciate too, because, you know, since we're quarantining with our family most of the time, other than like the grocery store. You actually do get really interesting conversations with people and get to see what's going on in other people's lives. And they get to get a song from me, Lisa Loeb, you know, like part of my song Stay or a new song. And it's a really unique experience.
Or you can find Lisa on Twitter at Lisa Loeb or lisaloeb.com. All right, let's get back to the survey. We left off with band that you love. And I know this was a tough one for you.
This is impossible. I think I changed my answer at least like 50 times, but I ended up putting Led Zeppelin because I love Led Zeppelin. You know, good times, bad times. I mean, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta love this.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
So great.
It's so, every time you hear it, you're like, oh my God. And almost every single one of their songs you hear, you're like, oh my God, that's so great. You're like transported to a place you've never even been before. Maybe the Scottish Highlands, where I met the lead singer of Travis. But, you know, you're like walking around the Misty Mountains. I literally met the lead singer of Travis in Scotland. But Led Zeppelin is unbelievable. You know, I was going to say Haim because they're a newer band and I really like them. They're all women band. They totally rock. They play so great. They're so great live. Their new record just came out. But then I thought, oh, wait, Led Zeppelin. I can't forget Led Zeppelin.
That's a good one. Know.
Have you seen the viral video of the 2-year-old drummer to this song?
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
It's awesome.
Oh, and also, when you said band, I mean, all of these are about bands. And then I started realizing, oh, wait, they don't literally mean bands. They mean music. Musicians,
right,
or musical,
sure,
artists, right? Like, you don't literally mean band. Like, I could have said Barbra Streisand, and
sure,
that would have fit into the band category. Yeah. But then I was literally thinking band. Like, Led Zeppelin, they're a band. Like, they all come together to make it happen. Oh, my gosh.
No doubt. All right, band or artist that you can listen to over and over again.
Oh, the Beatles. I mean, also, you can't leave out the Beatles. This is one of my favorite songs when I was like in third grade.
Yeah, and the song
A Day in the Life.
Me,
I was a very dark third grader. I know. I love this.
Kind of dark.
I
don't
know.
You didn't notice that the light had changed? Always creeped me out.
Yeah.
It's like pre-cell phone days. But still, like, you know, oh my gosh, it's just so brilliant. Gets right to your soul. It's the weirdest thing.
Well, you know, that's interesting. And maybe this is proof that they're the greatest band of all time, because I don't think I've ever met anybody who said, I'm tired of listening to the Beatles. Like, nobody gets they are the band that you
I do know somebody, I'm not going to mention names, but I do know somebody who will not listen to the Beatles. It creeps them out so much they can't stand
really?
It. But I love the Beatles. Like, and this album, Sgt. Pepper, it's so great because it'll go from like Lovely Rita to a song like this.
Yeah.
To it it's also just abstract enough where you feel like you're trying to figure out the story, and each time you listen to it, you're like, what's happening? And by the end, you forget you were thinking about it. And so then the next time you listen to it, it's like you have amnesia. And you're like, what's this song about?
I used to stare at the album cover, too. I used to spend hours looking at that. That was kind of creepy, too.
But you
love all the dead people.
For all the clues that Paul is dead.
Yeah. Hand over his head.
Stop it. You're freaking me out.
All right, next one. Band that made you fall in love with music.
Well, I don't know if this is exactly right because I was in love with music before I heard this band. But this one made me, I feel like it made me want to be a musician, probably. The band The Police.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, the chord progressions are kind of similar on this and Day in the Life, the moving bass line. It was a band. It was three musicians working together. Sting did great work on his own, of course, too, but it didn't feel the same as The Police. And Stuart Copeland's drumming is unbelievable. And Andy Summers is such a great guitar player, too, and he comes from like the jazz world. And his guitar tone is really interesting. And I love the fact that they cared so much. You know, there's a lot of bands who don't care. They're like, yeah, we don't care, whatever. But they cared. They wanted their sound to be awesome. Oh, my gosh. But I was just at the age where I could go to a concert. I mean, I did see, like, Elton John back in the early 70s. Can you believe it? In Dallas. And Neil Sedaka when he was a rock musician. Mm-hmm. but as like a kid, like as a teenager or a young preteen, the Police was the band that was like, oh my gosh, we're going to go see The Police. And you like listen to all their records and you get really obsessed and you try to figure out how to play everything. And you get a PV amplifier and an electric guitar and you start learning how to play. And your friends are supposed to learn how to play too, but they never really exactly learn how to play. So then you learn to play guitar and then become a professional musician and they don't.
And you're still waiting for him to learn those songs.
I know. I'm like, and when I met Andy Summers, I've met and hung out with Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland. I've met Sting too, but I've hung out with Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers. And I told Andy when we were kids, like we literally were like, okay, if we run into the band, okay, drop a guitar pick. And then they'll be like, oh, you play guitar too? And then we could talk about music. But literally I told Andy Summers this standing in line waiting to buy coffee at an airport when we were all flying to Cuba to write music with a bunch of other musicians, including Mick Fleetwood. Oh my God, The Police.
That's a good
one.
The
excitement of going. I love like Outlandos. I love Outlandos. I love Regatta. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Outlandos no more, Regatta de Blanc. I remember being at Reunion Arena, you know, and it's like, it's really freezing outside, but you're going to a concert, but you don't wear your jacket in because you're going to be dancing so much that you don't want your coat to weigh you down. and then you leave and your voice is really high-pitched because you've been screaming and singing along the whole time.
The great Reunion Arena.
And remember, it was like before they had the new lights that they have now. Remember concerts when the lights were like that orangey color, blue, red, white, like they had like four colors. Yeah. And then like David Bowie came along in like the Let's Dance music era, and they ended up with very lights, and they could get any color they wanted, so you had pastels and all these other crazy colors. But that was back in like, oh my God, we're going to go see a concert. Get to Reunion early, and you'd park, and you'd go in. Oh my gosh.
All right, I think we have a nice segue here. Next question, band or artist that changed your life?
David Bowie. Bowie. David Bowie. Oh my God, similar chord progression again, walking bass line.
See there?
I picked three songs that have very similar bass lines.
Mm-hmm.
And are you feeling sad this morning? Happy that sports is coming back, kind of, but
yeah,
a sad bass line.
I think when we had Rhett Miller on, wasn't David Bowie the band that changed his life,
too? Yeah, Rhett's big into
and you know who,
David Bowie.
Do you know who introduced Rhett Miller to David Bowie?
That's right.
Hello.
You did.
It was me.
Oh, I think he told that story. Yeah.
Rhett and my sister used to date, and I would just be blasting David Bowie all the time from my room on my record player, especially Hunky Dory and Ziggy Stardust albums.
Mm-hmm.
Although I love a lot of his albums. And I even got to meet David Bowie, you guys.
Ugh. Wow.
And I saw him at Live Aid and a bunch of other concerts.
Wow.
But,
you actually went to Live Aid.
I went to Live Aid in London. I was studying acting there that summer. And I told my friends, I was like, hey, there's this real cool concert that we should get tickets to and go. They're like, okay. So I made a couple friends get go with me on the tube on the subway. And we went out to the stadium and we bought tickets on the street, like, you know, illegally probably. And we went in and we saw Bowie, we saw Queen, we saw all these bands. It was unbelievable.
Didn't Led Zeppelin do a reunion? Were you there for
them? Zeppelin did, and I forgot about that. I was looking at my old, I have my old Live Aid t-shirt, and I was looking at all the bands. I was like, oh my gosh. I was so fixated on Bowie and Queen. Oh, I left Queen off the list. Duh. See,
way to go, Lisa.
You're going to get me. But David Bowie was where art met music, and oh, and I forgot Elton John, too. You know, these are all musicians who, the way they look and their art and their style was so overwhelming and unbelievable, but their music also took you to all these different places, and they just took you to different places, and they were able to change what they were doing all the time and take you with them.
Love it.
All right, next, band that surprised you.
Band that surprised me. I should have said Weird Al, but I love Weird Al.
We're big fans of Weird Al.
You know, ever since I was a kid, I love funny music as well as like serious music. So I like Weird Al. I love Perry Gripp, who I'm trying to write with right now. He's
chimpanzee riding on a
tacos. Yeah, he wrote "It's Raining Tacos," which I love, and a bunch of other hilarious songs like "It's a Cat Flushing a Toilet."
That's great. Hamster on a piano.
These are all great songs. So good, right? Hamster on a piano, eating popcorn. Yeah. Okay. But the band that surprised me that I thought of while I was doing this instead of those other great musicians, Cyndi Lauper, you know, again, a Dallas memory, going to Reunion Arena.
Yes.
I took my sister, I was like the chaperone to take her to see Cyndi Lauper because she was popular. And I was sort of excited to see the Bengals who were opening for Cyndi Lauper. But I was like the chaperone. And the Bengals were great. But when Cyndi Lauper came on, she blew us away. She was like the real deal.
So awesome.
Gordo likes that.
I think this is a timeless song. It's a great song forever.
It is. I know, but it's weird too because this song also reminds me in listening to the recording that some of the bands, you know, just like Pearl Jam, for example, you hear a song on the radio and you think you know the whole thing. And then you go see them play live and sometimes you can get a totally other perspective, and I got such a, I thought of Cyndi Lauper as this kind of like pop singer, and I went to see her and she was like singing standards and just doing a whole other thing than I got a full picture of who she was.
She's got an incredible voice. This is the song that Rhett Miller and I did for some benefit that he had. That's on YouTube somewhere.
Oh,
I'm sure
maybe
you'll enjoy that, Lisa.
Yeah, look that up.
Downtown, y'all did a benefit?
Yeah, we did Time After Time, Rhett Miller and me. Why? We sang it lovingly to each other, too. A lot of people ship us.
I could see you doing Aztec Camera. Did Rhett mention Aztec Camera?
No, he didn't. But I remember
Aztec
Camera.
That would be a band
Camera
that we could both mention, too. I know I didn't mention anybody like The Cure, Aztec Camera, Elvis Costello.
This is hard.
Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, you're an Olivia Newton-John fan.
So is Gordo.
Huge, huge Olivia Newton-John fan. I went to see her in Vegas. I love Olivia Newton-John.
If you're just tuning in, this is Lisa Loeb with us in Bands of Your Life as she's answering the musical questionnaire. All right, we have three left. Guilty pleasure.
Okay, also, this word guilty pleasure always bums me out because I'm not guilty of anything. Actually, that's funny, too, because the band I chose, Bee Gees, they had a song that they sang with Barbara Streisand. Guilty, like I'm a woman in love, I think.
These guys were a lot more talented than people gave them credit for.
Well, I think I know people who are like a little bit older than me who didn't take them seriously, and I took them so seriously. I love the Bee Gees. Think about it. Every Bee Gees song that comes on, you are happy to hear.
Sure.
And they're unbelievable songwriters. I have this single, like vinyl.
See, and I think George on our show can't stand them because you think they have...
That is not true.
You don't like their novelty voices.
No, I love them. I'm a Neil Young fan.
It is unusual voices, right?
Yeah,
Neil Young.
I love them.
Yeah, Neil Young basically does the same voice, just not falsetto.
Oh, y'all, I played a concert with Neil Young. And,
oh, my gosh.
How did he smell?
Just a few months ago before COVID, we did a fundraiser with Neil Young.
Fundraiser, Gordon.
Indeed.
I love Neil Young. It's a great part of the song.
And Nora Jones, another Dallas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. North Texas girl, you bet.
Yeah.
Okay, band.
Listen to the chorus.
Yeah.
This is the one where you're like, yeah, I love this.
Yeah, that's great.
I can't wait to watch sports. Sorry, okay.
All right, bands you
should
have seen
by now. I can still hear the scratches on
now.
The record in my head. Bands I should have seen by now. Rolling Stones, duh.
I can't
I
believe you haven't
Stones.
Seen them.
I was going, I've never seen the Stones. I've met Mick Jagger, but I've never seen them play.
Did you understand a word he said?
I was just like, I felt like a cartoon. Like, I was just stunned. I couldn't believe Don Was, who produced the last few Rolling Stone records. I was visiting with him in the studio, and he said, oh, the Stones are upstairs. And I was like, oh, my God. So we walked up to visit the Stones, and there was Mick Jagger and Dave Stewart, you know, from the Eurythmics, who's a major producer also, mm-hmm. and a bunch of other, like, a handful of other engineers and people. And I was trying to be so cool that I, like, introduced myself to the Pro Tools engineer first and then some other engineer. And then I was like, hi, Mick Jagger. Hi, Dave Stewart. And then we had chit-chat, which I can barely remember. And then we
at
left the studio.
You're from Dallas, right?
Yeah, here's Mick right now. Yeah, yeah, what did you say, Mick?
I love your music so much.
All right, we need to subtitle this.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It's like when I met Oasis. I literally have no idea what they said. We had a whole conversation. No idea. But so Mick Jagger. And then we left the studio, and Don Was, who's worked with Mick Jagger a ton, I was like, oh, my God, Don, that's crazy. He's like, I know. I still can't believe it. Every time I go into the studio, I'm, like, blown away that I'm working with the Stones. But I used to roller skate to Satisfaction when I went to summer camp outside of Austin. They had a record player, and it was so hot, and we would get to roller skate in this over shaded area, and it was like,
well,
the cool
you know what,
for
unbelievably
kids.
They're still touring, so you still have time to see them.
Yeah, they're supposed to be on tour.
I know, I just missed that last show in LA. We were going to get some tickets.
Okay, and the final question them. Great band to see live.
I mentioned two bands, Fleet Foxes. Oh, you know what? I saw Spoon in Dallas. They were really good, too. I don't know why I think of all these bands. But Cake. I love Cake. Do you guys love Cake so much?
Yes, I do.
I saw them recently in L.A. with Ben Folds. Oh, he's also great, Ben Folds. But, I mean, they're so great live, Cake.
This is great.
They're like, they're perfect because they're kind of like where Weird Al meets Led Zeppelin. You know, it's like humor, but serious music.
Yeah. Strange intersection
intense
of
on
music.
Stage. Yeah, and like, I think of them sometimes as a funny band for some reason. Maybe because their name is Cake. It's
By
not
the way,
literally
speaking
after
of Weird Al, I'm living with a hernia right now, Lisa. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's getting better, I think.
Yeah, have you ever had a hernia, Lisa?
No.
George says
I've got
it's painful.
Two children.
It can be painful.
I've got children.
Yeah, you got me on
get
that.
Get them off
yeah.
the internet. my 19-year-old cat has diabetes. I just gave her.
Way to go, George!
Give her a shot.
Cats get diabetes.
George was bragging about how no cats get diabetes, and now you tell
McGee,
us that.
She's got. Oh yeah, it's very. It happens. I've been giving her insulin for years. And she's like, my diabetes.
No, your diabetes cat.
Yes. But she's cute. You can see her on my social media.
Now, when you had kids, did you go with natural childbirth or did you get the epidural?
I got an epidural. Yes.
Not a girl.
I was like, I don't want an epidural. I'm going to be fine. But keep asking me. And then I was like, okay, give me the epidural.
Yeah.
You said, give me drugs.
Yeah, George.
I was like, give me something.
George has an epidural for his hernia.
I'm so sorry. That's the worst. What do you watch on TV to try to distract yourself?
Lisa Loeb videos.
Do, right? Lisa Loeb videos and then the TV show Alone.
Really
yeah, we're big into Alone.
And the floor is lava.
Oh my gosh.
Lisa, we cannot thank you. We cannot thank you enough. This was awesome. You successfully navigated and completed the questionnaire. And we really appreciate you joining us early in the morning.
Yes.
California time. By the way, again, the latest album released earlier this year, A Simple Trick to Happiness. You can get details at lisaloeb.com. Details on all things Lisa at lisaloeb.com or follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Lisa Loeb. Thanks so much.
Get a cameo from her.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, cameos. That's very sweet. I will talk to y'all soon because there's a lot more bands.
Yes.
Yes.
That'd be great. All right. Take care, Lisa.
I love you.
Thank you. Take care.
There she goes, the great
like
Lisa Loeb.
That.
And again, next week, joining us as our special guest star here at Bands of Your Life will be Generation X David Lane, unless he's bumped again.
God.
Coming up.